This is the Sue Free Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
Do you wonder why you have to feel the things that hurt you? If there's a God who loves you, where is he now? Would you dare to believe that you still have a reason to sing? Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it can't compare to the joy that's coming. So hold on, you gotta wait for the light. Press on and just fight the good fight. Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it's just the dark before the morning.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
I am so thankful to be with you today. I am so thankful because, you know, our God is an almighty God. He is an amazing God. And some of you listening right now maybe don't feel that way. Maybe something's happening right now in your life that you have no control over and you don't know what to do, or you're hurting and you just want the pain to just go away. And you don't have the answers. You don't know where to turn. Does this sound familiar to anyone? I know that this is part of my childhood story. It's part of another time in my life also where I had issues that I felt like I had no control. And so when that happens, we have to make a decision on how we're going to handle this, because we don't have control of it. We can look at God and we can say, God, okay, Jesus, take the wheel. You know, we can make a decision to go another complete direction. We can be rebellious and we can follow our own happiness, as I've talked about on previous shows. Or to have the joy of the Lord is to live the way He would want us to live a just and right life, and to use our experiences, because we all have them, don't we? We all have our own story, and we are made up of the experiences of our life story. And this life is a journey. And I know sometimes while I was growing up, I'm much older and wiser now, but when I was growing up, there were things that would happen where I felt like I needed to turn it around right here, right now. I couldn't wait to talk about it. I couldn't wait to fix it. That word, fix it. And sometimes we just can't fix it, can we? But we have a decision on how we're going to handle things. We can, you know, feel bad and woe is me, and we can get depressed, and we can just totally isolate ourselves and not reach out and just feel like we're unworthy and feel guilty for what's happening, even when it's not our fault. Is this you? Does this sound like I'm talking directly to you? Is this your story? Well, I want you to stay tuned today, because today is a day of redemption. Today is a day to realize that our God is the Almighty Healer. And no matter what you've been through, the good news is that you're here, you're breathing, and you have a new life, a new day, every day. And what you do with that is up to you. And you can look up, or you can look beside you. Whatever you do is going to determine the outcomes. So that's good news, and it could be bad news. And sometimes, like I've said in previous stories and previous shows, is that we can learn from other people's issues or their journey. And today I have a guest that has an incredible story, and she's written a book. And, you know, I got connected with her through an email. I don't even know how it happens. Has that ever happened to you, where you get connected with somebody? You don't even know how. And what I've said before is, coincidence is when God decides to stay anonymous. It's so true. And this is a coincidence, and it's a God coincidence. And I know that because it gives me little goosebumps when we start talking. And she'll talk about some things that have happened to her that she doesn't even know. Similar things have happened to me. She doesn't even know that yet. Because we just met about, 10 minutes, 15 minutes ago. We talked once on the phone, and I said, you need to come in, because I read her story. And I thought, wow, you as the listener, you need to hear this. Now, I just want to tell you that you are listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. If you're just tuning in right now, understand that we are syndicated and we go from San Diego to San Luis Obispo. Or you can go to Sue Free, spelt like fries, one word, .com. And when you go there, you can click on the section that says podcasts. And you can go in and you can find a lot of different subjects, a lot of different guests. It's by date, guest, and topic. And so you can go on there and you can find different things that matter to you. Talk about things that matter with people who care. That's another lesson for another day. Anyway, so today I am going to introduce a young lady, beautiful lady, and she has an incredible story. Her name is Raven Faith. Interesting name, isn't that? And she wrote a book, and it's called, very appropriately, Perfectly Broken. It's a remarkable, intimate, and yet epic conversational novel that tells a vast story about America through the eyes of a beautiful model turned philanthropist. She was the youngest of three children born to a Baptist minister. During her childhood, she suffered physical and psychological abuse, being isolated and starved for periods of time, and then twice abandoned. Raven believes she has never been allowed to experience any abuse that she will not be able to use to help someone else. So, thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you so much for having me.
I know we're going to have a great time today. So, tell me a little bit. Well, first of all, you know, I mentioned a little bit before that I don't even know how this happened. I just know that there was an email, and I read, and I was intrigued by your email because there were so many similarities between your story and mine, and what you, the way you have handled your experiences for God's good is so what the show is about. And I thought, I need to have her on this show. So what made you email me? What happened here?
Well, God happened, first of all. And on the weekends, I listened to KKLA a lot, and I listened to The Fish. And I was listening. I mean, it's totally a God thing. I heard you the last few weeks. I've been hearing the Sue Free Show and just everything about how you speak and your life view and everything that you encourage people and just everything about what you're accomplishing with your show just so resonated with me that I felt like God wanted me to send you an email. And the other thing that's great, being that I work especially with young women for the last 20 plus years, is that I saw in you an amazing role model for young women and girls, because there is such a lack in our society of positive, strong, successful entrepreneurial women. And I just think that you're outstanding in that way, and I'm so happy that you started doing a show. So thank you for being all of that for the audience. I'm sure you inspire them.
Wow, thank you so much for that. I wasn't expecting all of that. That's really nice. Thank you so much.
It's all true.
You know, sometimes we need encouragement, so you just encourage me. So thank you so much for that. What were your intentions and goals in writing this book?
That's a great question, actually, because God laid on my heart to write this story, but not to do it in the typical way that books are normally written. I was determined not to create bad people and good people. It was going to be a book where all the characters got fairly developed before they were allowed to become bad. So you see the path that every character goes down to reach where they are. And for that reason, the book starts in 1935 in India, where my grandparents are raising my parents, and you get to see how each of them were broken in their own childhoods and how that uniquely made a stamp on their view of life. And then as they grew up, obviously broken people attract other broken people, and they make more broken children. So that's one aspect of the book that was very difficult to do, but it actually is working out, because as you read the book, you're actually seeing the stories through everybody's point of view at the same time. So there's not anyone that's just a bad person or just a good person. It's not even a story about me. It's about the grace of God and, like you just said, choices. Because I have siblings, and you can see how we all were born into the same house with the same parents and same background. But through having faith in God, choosing to put that above my pain and my own abusive, horrible circumstances, and you know, for many, many years, most of my childhood, I was suicidal because it was just unbearable, like you were just talking. And I know there are people out there that may be hurting so bad right now, and I love the way you said they just want it to stop. And I understand that, because there were so many times that that's how I felt. And through writing this book, it's like I was determined that for surviving everything I did, I was going to let God redeem my circumstances and make it into something to help people. So I call this book A Vehicle of Hope.
And that is so in right in with where I am, Raven. And that's why we have this God connection. We're both tearing up. And it's because even though we're healed of the pain, it's still there. And, you know, this world is full of hurting children. And even if you're 50, 60, it really doesn't matter that we still have pains. And we've been healed. We've gone through process and we've been healed. And we know that God is our Heavenly Father. Even if our Father hasn't been the Father He should be, we have a Heavenly Father that loves us. And it still hurts because, you know, those it just goes deep. And, you know, people say, oh, get over it, right? Get over it. But you know what? If we can take this pain, which is what you're saying right now, if we can take our pain and we can learn from it and we can help others. And, you know, people say victim. No, I'm a survivor. You know, it's like that. It's like we survive it. But do we just survive or do we thrive? And I know you want to thrive. And you're thriving. The enthusiasm and the drive we have is to help other people. Not to avoid it, because it's going to happen. It's not to avoid the situation, although we can learn from it and hopefully make this world a better place. But it's also to help other people. To, you know, we're called to walk alongside our brother that might stumble or fall. We need to walk alongside them and help them along, right? And so what we're doing by doing a book, I just wrote a book too. So I know that journey. It's like birthing a baby, except for it was a lot longer than that. But you know, you have a drive because you want to help people and give them hope when we personally have felt so hopeless and helpless. And it was God that came in and intervened and made us have the strength to get through another moment. Forget a day, but another moment. And when we get through this moment, then another moment comes. And sometimes it's that serious and that intense where, you know, we don't know what's going to happen the next minute. We don't know what's going to happen in the next day. But Lord, just help me get through just one more day. Right?
Right.
Right. And I just love your emotion because people are moved, Raven, by emotions, you know. And the Holy Spirit is taking over. And that's a wonderful thing because life changes and healing happens when we allow, when we put our guard down. And I'm talking to you right now. I'm not talking to Raven. I'm talking to you right now that when you let your guard down and you let God in, when you don't have this hedge of protection around you so strong that you don't let anyone in, when you let that guard down and you realize there's people around you that can help and love you, not judge you, love you. When you allow that to happen, that's when healing starts to happen. But we have to allow that. And that's scary, isn't it? It's scary because it's scary to trust people because we've trusted people in our childhood that did not deserve our trust. And we didn't have a choice in that because, you know, those people were who we were around and we didn't have a choice. Do you have a choice right now? If you don't have a choice, then it's just getting through another moment. It's getting through another day. But right now, Raven's here to tell you that I'm listening to her story and I'm thinking, wow, you know, you can always find someone else that has a story that might seem more treacherous than yours. You might find somebody that has problems that are worse than yours. And, you know, we feel for them and we think our problem is so bad. But you know what? If you don't isolate yourself and you surround yourself with safe people, you're going to find the help you need. Because God places people in your lives, just like God placed me in Raven's life and Raven in my life right now. Right? That's what happens. And it gives us strength and it helps us and empowers us to move on and to keep going. And there's a drive that happens because we realize that not everybody has to face this pain alone. Not everybody has to face this pain. Maybe there is a way out. Just tell me what to do, God. Tell me what to do. Is that you? You are listening to the Sue Freeze Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. And I've given Raven a chance to just take a breath and get her composure now because, you know, before we came on the show, I said, Raven, what is the most important message we could give to those listening, to you, listener? What is the message that we need to give you? And the message is we want to give you hope. We want to help you find the help you need in order to get the healing you need so that you can be all you can be. Because when you are still bleeding, you know, we can put Band-Aids on our hurts. We can put Band-Aids on them. But we need to get true healing. And sometimes it's pulling out a root of unforgiveness, a root of bitterness. It could be that we need to dive deep and get, you know, like a splinter. It festers, you know, because your body's trying to get it out. You know, your emotions are kind of like, they can be like that. When you have something that's down deep and you're not letting it come out, your body festers and it can get ill. And we don't want that. We want you to be healthy, right? We want you to be healthy. And so how you do that is you need to get healthy spiritually, physically, emotionally. You need to have that healthy body, that healthy spirit. And how do we do that, Raven? How do we help those listening to become strong in the Lord, strong and healthy? How would we help them do that?
Well, it all begins with having a relationship with God. That's the foundation of all healing. And when I was a child, surviving my own abuse, being in a very religious family, even though they were very abusive, I was surrounded by a very religious environment. And in spite of the fact that my family was so broken, I clung to my faith throughout my abuse. And I remember when you were talking just now, it just gave me an image of this big blue Bible I had when I was a teenager. And when at that point life had just put me through a high-speed blender and I was just completely destroyed and I had nowhere to turn, I would just talk to God and open the Bible and my eyes would just fall on an answer. And I know that may be controversial to some people, but I'll tell you, wherever you're at, if you call out to God, he will find a way to answer you. Sometimes we just have to look for it. And I actually found that Bible in a storage unit 2 or 3 years ago. And God, if I could get CSI on that Bible, I'd be filled with tears because it's like that Bible, between the Bible that I had and Christian music, which has been invaluable, I cannot even begin to tell you how important it is to fill your mind with things that point you to God, to and fill you with hope and point your attention towards God. And if you can do that and not focus on the negative and just focus on God's grace and goodness and to know that God does have a plan and a purpose for you, no matter how deep the pit is you feel like you're in, no matter how bad the circumstances are, and even if it feels like nobody cares. I felt like nobody in the world would even miss me if I died many years of my life. And I was so alone, and the only thing I had was God. So I, as a very young child, watching my religious pastor father, he was always talking to God, and so I was thought, if he can talk to God, I can talk to God too. So for me, from as long as I can remember, it was normal and natural to talk to God. And when things came unglued and life just became unbearable, he's the only one I had to talk to. And that's where my faith really began to develop. Even though it was presented to me in a broken form, I caught it. And that's one of the things people ask me all the time when they're looking at the book. They're like, why did you not abandon your faith? Why did you not rebel? Why did you not turn away? Because it was seeming like a bunch of religiosity and phoniness. And for me, you know, having the experiences that I've had, and as bad as they have been, all I can say is that although my faith did not miraculously protect me from more suffering, what I do know for sure is that I have reached a level of faith in my relationship with God that could not have been reached any other way. And if you look at your life through the lens of every bad thing that happens to you is potentially something you can turn around and make into something that is redeemed. Redeem means to make value. If you can take those issues, carry them to God and leave them there, He will redeem them and turn them into what I like to call power tools, where you can turn around and help people with it. And it, you just take every issue and one by one you give them to God, and like Sue was saying, you forgive and do all the steps you need to. And yeah, it's not overnight. It's not, I'm not saying you're going to raise your hands to heaven and pray and all your pain's going to go away. That's not at all what I'm about or this book is about. But if you really trust God with your pain and problems, instead of becoming what the world sees as damaged goods, you can become extremely powerful. The more adversity you overcome, the more God can use you, because every experience, in fact, that reminds me, the statement God put in my heart when I was a child, and for the rest of my life, I hung my life on this statement. It's, I will never allow you to go through any pain or experience that you will not be able to use to help someone else one day. And when I chose to look at my life through the lens of that, every bad thing that happened from then on, I just counted it as that.
When was that message given to you? What age were you? Do you remember?
I was right before my second abandonment. I was probably 15, mm-hmm. I think. Mm-hmm. But it was just so profound, because every single beating, every isolation, every near-death experience, all the death threats, everything that I went through, I just filed it away immediately into that. And when I started writing my book, I had such a photographic memory of my pain. I started with 5,000-6,000 pages of memories from my transcripts, and I pared it down to 1,500, but that's what God wants to do. Sometimes in the church we think we want to get these sinners in and we want to rehabilitate them and get them all like fitting in our Christian cookie cutter. But God wants to take your past and He wants to redeem it. He doesn't want to erase your pain. He doesn't want to take it away. He wants to make something useful out of it.
And when you still feel your pain, you relate to other people, and it helps you feel their pain and helps you give them the strength that maybe they need at that moment. And that's the beauty of it. And, for many, many years when I was going through my childhood things, I didn't have that message until later in life. God saw a way for me to get to a place where I could have intense therapy, and I learned all these things that my body couldn't handle as a child. And I learned later on in life all the things that were happening to me as a child. And so I learned these things later on, and I realized then that God was preparing me for a work. And I didn't know what it was. I just knew that God created me for a purpose, and He was preparing me for His work, right?
Right.
And it's very much the same, isn't it?
Yes,
what we're talking
it is.
About right now, which is so amazing, because our God is so amazing. We will be back with more of the Sue Freeze Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals, microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean, hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home, no poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So, call Ecola at 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS. You're listening to The Sue Freeze Show.
Thank you, Ecola, for allowing us to be on this show today. Without Ecola, who knows where this show would be. So thank you, E.C.O.L.A. And if you need pest control or termite, please don't hesitate to call E.C.O.L.A. because they're here to serve you. And we are talking today to Raven Faith, and she wrote a book called Perfectly Broken. And she's talking about her experiences and how God has been with her and how she's journalized all these things throughout her life. And then she put all of these things together and she made this book. And another thing you said was about the music. And my children, both of my children, they're 30 and 28, 31 and 28. And both of them were raised on Christian music. So we are what we put in our ears. We are what we put in our mouths and we are what we put in our brains. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
Right.
Yes.
And you said that you have put Christian music throughout your entire book.
Yes.
And right.
Interestingly, when I was a child and when I've been working, I started working with foster kids over 20 years ago. And while I was doing that, just organically, one of the things that I've always used, it's like playing Christian music. It's like people tell me their issue and I plug a song in. And I jokingly say I'm like a pharmacist. It's like you tell me what's wrong with you. I've got a song for that. And in my foreword, I actually have a section called Music is Medicine for the Soul. And it says, in this book, I address many disturbing issues from domestic violence, child abuse, molestation, suicide, and even abandonment. The stories in themselves are often depressing and bring up wounds and battle scars that many of us carry, even if some of us pretend not to. The only good that can possibly come of making you read these stories, and for some of you, open old wounds, is if I can simultaneously be prescribing effective medication to heal it. That medicine for me has been found in the form of lyrics to powerful songs that sometimes speak right into my deepest pains in a way nothing else can. So when I find the right prescription or song that heals a particular brokenness issue, I apply it, listen to it, repeatedly and as often as needed. So music is, I believe, the most undervalued, underestimated tool that we have in the kingdom of God to bring hope. And the thing about music that's so important, I mean, and I have these debates with some people who don't particularly, you know, we have issues with Christian music. And, you know, all I have to do is point to the Bible and say, you know, look, Saul was troubled with evil spirits. And what's the only thing that soothed him? David came and played a harp. It's biblical. You know, all through the Bible, there are mentions, you know, the largest Bible book in the Bible is Psalms. What is Psalms? It's songs. Obviously, God thinks a lot about that if he puts so much of the Bible into that and, you know, praises our greatest defense. And in my book, I talk about during some of my most painful experiences when, you know, the last thing logically I would ever want to do is praise God. When I don't feel it and I'm feeling like killing myself and just ending it, I just blast my Christian music and just battle through it. It's a tool. It's like a battle chest. So when people look through this book, as I'm telling all my stories, and it took me, just so you know, it wasn't like a spur of the moment thing. It took me over a year to accumulate the songs and plug them into the book. The book is 1,500 pages. It's an epic long book. And the songs are really like the icing on the cake for me, but not to devalue it. It's just like it's the extra thing where people I'm hoping will discover artists. You know, there's like the Newsboys, Brandon Heath, Matthew West, Casting Crowns, Mercy Me, all these groups that are out there that sing these amazing God-inspired songs that speak right into their issues that they don't even know exist. And one of my favorite subjects is the section on forgiveness, where I layer all these profound songs that are all Christian artists, and they're singing about forgiveness. And I just am so excited to introduce that to the world. And with the feedback I've been getting, one of the most exciting things is where my book is completely a story of a journey of faith, absolutely. It's not a religious book. It's not like I'm taking religion and trying to shove it down anyone's throat. I'm just sharing an authentic experience, walk with God in my life, and letting people see what that looks like. Because I believe if people would actually see what an authentic walk with God looks like, what he really looks like in your life, and what that love is about, no one would not want it. Everybody would want it. And a lot of the times what the world is rejecting, or even Christian people, what they're rejecting is they see God as a judgmental thing in the air, trying to judge you and look down on you and see all the bad you've done. And God just wants to love you, and he wants to wrap his arms around you and heal you. There's nothing he wants to do more than that and redeem your experiences.
You are listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. And we are talking today to Raven Faith, and she wrote a book called Perfectly Broken, and she's talking about her experiences and how God has been with her. And if you've missed the first section of this show, you really need to get the podcast. You really need to hear what's being said here. And if you like what's being said at the second half, it just puts it all together. So go to SueFree, spelt like fries, one word, .com, and you will find this podcast. And, you might know somebody that needs to hear this podcast. You might know somebody that needs hope. And it might be you. Is it you? You know, don't let yourself continue on alone. Don't let yourself be isolated. You know, just don't, because it doesn't do anyone any good, except for the devil is having his way. And we don't want that. And the devil is real. I mean, you know, people talk about that, and I don't think he's really got red horns. But I do know that he's real, and I know that there is spiritual warfare going on all the time. And we need to fight that battle, and the best way to do that is to find the healing that you need, and God is the Almighty Healer. You know, I always bring up this book, and I love this book. And if you don't have this book, you know, I don't have stock in this book. I don't have any, you know, reason to do this other than it just speaks into my life so much. And I don't know about you, but when something's working and something is good, don't you want to share it? I know I do. It's just like a movie. You see a good movie, and there are some around. But when you see a good movie, you want to share that movie. So Sarah Young, Jesus Calling, I'm reading from today's date. And it's so amazing how every time I open this book and I read today's date, it seems to go right along with the message that we're talking about. And today, we come and I talked to Raven, I think it was yesterday or 2 days ago. I emailed her and said, I'm very interested. Contact me. You contacted me, I think it was yesterday. And then we talked today for the first time on the phone. And I said, can you meet me at the station? And you said, yes, I'm going to drop everything. I'm going to get dressed and I'll be there. And I said, all righty then. And so here we are. We've been together maybe 45 minutes as to date right now this time. And here's what it says, okay? And you guys listening, you tell me if this is not God, because this is amazing. Here's what it says. I am a God who heals. I heal broken bodies, broken minds, broken hearts, broken lives, and broken relationships. My very presence has immense healing powers. You cannot live close to me without experiencing some degree of healing. However, it is also true that you have not because you ask not. You receive the healing that flows naturally from my presence, whether you seek it or not, but there is more, much more, available to those who ask. You know, that's one message I tell everybody that works for me, my children, everybody knows. That's one thing I drive home so much is you don't know if you don't ask, and it doesn't matter what it is, how silly you think it might be, you don't know if you don't ask. So ask, because God tells you to ask. It's that simple. The first step in receiving healing is to live ever so close to me. This is God talking. The benefits of this practice are too numerous to list. As you grow more and more intimate with me, I reveal my will to you more directly. When the time is right, I prompt you to ask for healing of some brokenness. Is this amazing or what?
Yes.
In you or in another person. The healing may be instantaneous. It may be. He's not promising it will be. It may be instantaneous, or it may be a process. That is up to me, meaning God. Your part is to trust me fully and to thank me. Yes, thank me, even in your bad circumstances. Thank me for the restoration that has begun. And that's what we're talking about, is restoration.
That's right.
Redeeming power, restoration. I rarely heal all the brokenness in a person's life. Even my servant Paul was told, my grace is sufficient for you. When he sought healing for the thorn in his flesh, nonetheless, much healing is available to those whose lives are intimately interwoven with mine. ask and you will receive. Is that so amazing? Those that are questioning whether there is a God. The mere fact that Raven is sitting in the radio station with me today and talking about this very important subject and her very important book, and me opening up this book that I love so much and reading what I just read, doesn't that speak to you? It definitely speaks to me. So when you were writing this book, did you find that writing this book created a healing experience for you?
You know, it's interesting. People ask me about that while I was writing it and when I finished writing it. And I think they were all surprised when I would tell them, no, it was excruciating. It was like the most horrendous experience of my life. It took so many years compiling what is a 1,500-page book that goes basically three generations, 78 years of misery, really. It's like a train wreck you can't take your eyes off of. That's basically my life in a nutshell. And the only common thread in the whole book is my faith. But where I am finding the redemption and the healing, the catharsis, is when I'm starting to get the feedback, which it's like God just continually blows my mind with what he can do with my horrendous existence. It's like the beauty that's rising out of the ashes of my life is just, it just is beyond words. I can't even tell you. And the way people are reading the book, everybody reads it through the lens of their own life experience. So there are things people are getting out of this book already that was the last thing on my mind. It's like I have people with marriages healing because they're realizing all the brokenness that they separately brought into the marriage from their childhood they didn't even realize was impacting a relationship after 20, 30 years.
You mean we bring baggage into our relationship?
Maybe that's why I'm single, too. I don't know. Maybe I have too much baggage. But it's interesting because then I have, you know, I have everything from teenagers that are not suicidal anymore. They're looking to God for hope. And then I have people that get towards the end and they're inspired to make their life count, which it's so important. All of us, everyone out there, no matter how insignificant you feel, every single day we get up, we have the chance to change the world. And I know this sounds very bizarre and profound and, yeah, right, I can change the world. Mm-hmm. You change the world for someone around you, and you don't know the ripple effects that happen.
That is so true.
It's just not being so apathetic and what I call navel-gazing. It's like our society, we're just so obsessed with our own gain and our own materialism. And, oh, I got $10,000. I'm going to buy, you know, I'm going to go to Vegas. I'm going to go shopping. It's like they just don't think about all the other things that God created us for. It's like, you know, I was telling you earlier, right, when we just met, all these people that are seeking the filling of the holes in their lives with drugs and alcohol and all kinds of bad relationships and everything, like a ping pong ball. They're just in and out of bad relationships, and they don't have the courage to stand alone and say, okay, I'm the common denominator for all of these problems, and take responsibility for, okay, God, you know, I'm going to surrender this to you. I'm going to stay alone long enough for you to reveal the brokenness in me and help me to be a better person. Help me to be the person you made me to be. And, you know, like I was saying earlier, don't erase all my bad relationships. Help me to take that and have a compassion for others who are struggling and help them with it.
You are listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA, and we're talking to Raven Faith, and she wrote a book called Perfectly Broken, and, you know, it's a summation of her life, and, you know, sometimes we take our life experiences and we can help other people be encouraged and to get hope when maybe we're feeling hopeless. And for those of you listening, I don't know where you are in your life. I don't know where in the journey you are. God does. God knows right where you are, okay? And he's telling you to ask him for guidance, for encouragement. He's asking you to ask him to provide you with the people that need to be in your life and maybe guard you from the people that need to separate from. if you need to get away, if you need to set a boundary, which is difficult for, abused people, dysfunctional children from dysfunctional families, it's very difficult. One of the main denominators for me that I have witnessed is not having healthy boundaries, to not say that's not okay. You know, we tend to take whatever's thrown our way, and that's not healthy. And when we realize that God created us and we are valuable and we are worthy because he died for us, we're all sinners and we fall short of the glory of God. That's what he says, okay? But he also says that he died for us. And why would someone die for us unless we were worthy of dying for? So you are worthy. And, you know, you have a choice on how you're going to live your life. And sometimes that's day to day. Sometimes that's moment to moment. We have decisions. We have temptations. We have things that are coming at us all the time. And we have a decision on, you know, if we don't like who we are, when you look in the mirror, if you don't like the person you see in that mirror, be honest with yourself when you look in the mirror, okay? And if you don't like what you see, the good news is that you can change. You can change from who you were to who you want to be right now. And if you need to get help, if you need healing, there are places you can go to get that. Please go to Sue Free, spelt like fries, one word, .com. Please go there and connect with me and let me know what's going on in your life. I want to know about you. I want to know who you are. I want to know what you've been through. And if I can help in any way, whether it's be a resource and give you the resources you need or whatever I can do, I am here for you. And there is many other people that you have, and you might not even know they're there. They could be right next to you right now. They could be right next door to you right now. But there is someone near you that can give you hope, help, what you need in order to get through another minute, another day. Wherever you are, we are not minimizing your pain. We are not. Please don't think that we are. We're not. And, you know, to say, you know, okay, just give it to God and then, you know, you're going to feel better. That's not what we're saying, okay? I hope that's not what you're hearing, because pain is real and our emotions are real. We don't deny our emotions. If you deny your emotions, you're just lying to yourself. And we don't want, let's be real, okay? Can we be real? Can we be real and say that, you know, we're hurting right now and, you know, what you just said to me was painful and I don't want to receive that because that's not truth? Is that okay? Isn't that empowering to be able to say that to somebody, you know, or to even say, you know what, I'm not going to go here right now. This is not where I want to go. So I'm going to walk out the door right now because I need to just get away from this right now. There's empowerment to just say no. There's empowerment to say, I'm not receiving that. In Jesus' name, I rebuke that. In Jesus' name, because Jesus doesn't say that. You can say anything you want, but you know what? That's not truth. I'm not receiving that. My ears aren't going to hear it. I'm closing my ears to that. And there's empowerment when we can do that. Now, do we want to tick somebody off that could cause us harm? No, we do not want to do that. So sometimes the best thing to do to diffuse a strong situation is to just move away, okay? Set back. Sometimes shutting your mouth is the best thing you can do, okay? Because you can ignite, you inflame somebody, and that's not going to cause a positive response. Because we want to be gentle and quiet. We want to make sure that our timing's right when we deliver a message, don't we? We want to make sure we have a responsibility on how we respond, how we react. And you have a responsibility of how you believe. Your belief system is going to get you through. That's the message. One of the message that Raven is saying is that her faith got her through. It's her belief system that got her through. And, you know, listening to Christian music is a great way to do that, because scriptures is just threaded through, isn't it? It's just woven through the song. Mm-hmm. And I've learned more scripture by listening to Christian music than any other way, because we can learn more. You can memorize more. How many people can just word for word recite a song? And it's a little more difficult to recite scripture, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So we can remember scriptures much better through music. So Raven, in the end of our show, I just want everyone to understand or to get the message that you really want them to get, which you've already said so much from your heart. I mean, it's so evident of your desire to help people get through, as it is for me. And we're kindred spirits there. And, you know, it's a God thing that brought us together. And I love him for that.
Me too.
I really do. But you know what? What is the message there too? I could have read that email You could have just said, I'm not going to send the email, okay? I could have read it and just said, okay? Right. I could have called you and you could have said, I don't feel like getting dressed today, right? What makes the difference is stepping up to the plate.
Amen.
Right?
That's
we have
right.
to step up to the plate and we have to take action. Mm-hmm. You cannot stay where you're at right now. You have to take mm-hmm. action. You need to move. You need to have, nothing happens without movement. So you need to move. And, you know, ask the Lord, there's that word ask again. Ask the Lord to guide your every step. I pray for, you know, Lord, help me be a light in the darkness each and every day. Help me to be a blessing to someone each and every day. And you know what? I asked him, didn't I?
Yes.
Right? And you probably ask the same old thing, give people hope, right? You know, Lord, help me give people hope. And your book is doing that. I want, where would somebody listening get your book?
Actually, right now, it's only available on Amazon.com. And if you just type in perfectly broken, that should pop it up. You may have to put my name in, Raven, R-A-V-E-N, Faith, F as in Frank, A-I-T-H, Faith, Raven Faith. And if you don't have a Kindle or a reading device, don't worry about it because it's currently only an ebook. And one of the reasons that I made it an ebook is there are so many music links to all these phenomenal songs that we're talking about, all this amazing music. So as you're reading through, the only way that you can click onto it and open the song is if it's an ebook. So if you get the free Kindle reading app, you can actually put that onto your smartphone, your tablet, any computer, any device. You can actually read it on any device. You don't have to have a Kindle anymore. And you can also gift it. If you have friends that are broken and just despondent, it's something that can, as long as you have their email address, you can just send it instantaneously to people. And that's something I've been hearing from folks that it's really been helpful to them.
How much is the book?
It's $7.99, and it's basically five books, but you get all of them at once. It's in five parts. It's approximately 1,500 pages. So,
okay.
By the way, I have, thanks be to God, I have 8 five-star reviews so far. So what's encouraging to me is, as avant-garde as it was written, as God led me to write it, I probably broke every rule in publishing, but the work of God is being accomplished, and people that are reading it are finding all the things that God has for them. So I'm so grateful for that.
As you should be. That's awesome. It's awesome to hear. So what would be the final message that you'd want to give? Do you have a favorite scripture? Number one, we only have 30 seconds left,
okay.
So talk fast.
I have so many, but the one I would give you, give me another hour for that one.
We'll have to have you on again, but for right now.
Okay, Jeremiah 29:11, I believe it is. For I know I have the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future. If somebody's out there and you don't feel like you have a hope or a future, and maybe you don't even want to get through the night or the rest of this day, I just encourage you to take that verse and own it for your own life, because God has a plan for you, and you don't even have any idea how great his plans for you are until you start plugging in and allow him to start redeeming all the mess that your life is. That's really God's desire, is just to redeem everything in your life. And like I said, it's like you're never so low that you can't look up, and God is right there waiting for you.
Amen to that. Amen to that. So you've been listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. Until next week, make yourself a blessing to someone each and every day. God bless.
God, you're forgiven and loved. Child, you're forgiven and loved. Child, you're forgiven and child, you are loved. Child, you're forgiven and loved.
The Sue Free Show is sponsored by Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services.
Ah, springtime. It's a time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints.
it's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way, and their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS. No more creepy crawly critters like ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, rats, and other pests. Call them at 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS.